Matthew chapter 13. There's two chunks there because we're going to skip some of the middle stuff and just kind of get right to the point. That sound good? Amen? Matthew chapter 13, verse 1, Bible says, that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat, sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. And they told him many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow a seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed. Can I get a witness? Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. Now, we skip ahead to verse 18 for a description of what this means. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one, you know who that is, right? The evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. You walk out of here and you're sleeping today, snoozing in church. You don't quite understand what's going on. Devil will come and attack you, attack your family, one-on-one. This is the seed that was sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on the good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. I'll add in the woman who hears the word. Can I get a witness on that, ladies? Who understands it. And he and she produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you that you are indeed here this morning, that you come against the attack of the enemy who would come and steal this word from us. Help us to be good ground, Lord. Help us to find a place to grow. In Jesus' name. And everyone said? Yes. Well, we do have special activity going on downstairs right now. I mentioned it, that the children are practicing their Easter song. What I did not mention is that it is Andon and Ashley and JJ that are leading them in this song. I don't know how old Andon was when he first came to the church. I know JJ was about 5, and I think Andon was a baby. I just got in my notes. Andon grew up in the church. And Ashley's been coming for a couple years now. We talk about a place to grow. We talk about a place where you can have a crop. We talk about a place where you can sprout and find fullness and make an impact. And I think our impact is coming up even now as we speak. But it is good to see, amen? Yes. Title of this message is A Place to Grow. And indeed, the church, God plants here as a place for you to grow and for your children to come and that they can grow as well. Amen? What's cool, as JJ and Annan and Ashley go downstairs, there's a crop that's coming behind them. Amen. All right. We're in a series called Kingdom Living. And there he is, Mr. Annan right there. A little round of applause. Did Ashley come in yet? We'll have to give Ashley recognition when she comes up as well. Kingdom Living, a series focused on finding success in the kingdom of God. And I want to let you know that when you find success in the kingdom, you'll find success in life. I have found that to be true. I hope that you have found that to be true as well. This church is here to help you find that success in your life. If you have had, how many of you have had a challenging week? I see that hand. There's Miss Ashley. Little round of applause. Yes. Seed planted deep. Very nice. And we got a lot of seeds around here. Many of you are seeds that have taken root and sprouting up. Church is here to help you sprout. Guiding principles we've been talking about for your success for this church. Develop, desire, display. And depend. Desire the presence of God. Display the love of God. Depend on God. And develop people. That is the guiding principles of this church. And all the things that happen in this church are pointed right at you. Principles and processes for you to find fullness in your life. This month we fought with, those were the principles. This week, this month, we are focusing on the processes, and last week, we talked about fellowship, a place where, and we described that as the trunk of a tree, where you can come and you can be planted and rooted into the fullness of Christ. We want to help you with that. We want to give you stability. How many of you came into this place because you were lacking stability in your life? I know I did. I came in, I could barely stand. So the church is fellowship. You come together with the Spirit of God, the people of God, and there is this ability to grow down, to reach deep, to find some stability, have some people kind of prop you up while you get your roots established and begin to stand. Amen? Amen. This week we're talking about discipleship, and it talks about the growth that occurs in your life. Next 2 weeks, we will continue to talk about the processes of the church. But today, we're going to talk about leaves, and we're going to talk about branches. Talk about discipleship and growing up in your knowledge of God. And this is a hard book. Can I get a witness on it? Yes. I mean, it's not like just opening up the comic books and going, oh, yeah, right? Or opening up a novel, or opening up the newspaper. It's different. It can be hard to sort it all out. Pastor Paul has a series going on Wednesday nights, Warriors of the Word, where he is teaching you about the Bible as a whole. And you can come and you can be part of that. But sometimes, and I'd read this and I'd just be going, I just don't get it. I want to grab on to God, but sometimes it's nice to have a little help. Amen? It's like, what does this mean? You can come talk to Pastor Paul, talk to Ann, talk to all kinds of Pastor Scott, all kinds, except you sick, all kinds of people, and get a little help along the way. See, the church is here to help you grow. The church is here to give you something to grab onto. Doesn't that sound good? Yeah. See, we're here so that good things happen. You get into that deep soil. Title of today's message is called A Place to Grow. And just as Ashley and JJ and Andon are making an impact, and I look around and I see so many of you sprouting up, and your crop is coming in. I celebrate being able to serve you. Amen. Amen. All right, let's take a look at what we got going on. All right, let's talk about grabbing onto Jesus, because he gives you something new. John chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Jesus had a different direction. And when I grabbed onto Jesus, the direction in my life changed. Now, I didn't grab on to Jesus because my life was going so well. I grabbed onto Jesus because I needed a new direction. And so when I grabbed onto him, everything changed. And I assume, where's Tommy Banks? I'm getting my witnesses over here from Aaron Bugs. I'm usually getting a stereo. Free lunch for you, sir. Very well done, yeah. Everything changes, man. And so the Bible says here that even Jesus, when he came, wasn't working his plan. He laid down his plans and he worked the plans of the one who sent him. And so there was a change of direction. As we come to the Lord, we have a change in direction. The church is here to help you make that change. Amen? You grab onto God, you get a new direction, and you get a new focus. Jesus had to come to work his plan, to work the plan of the Father. We grab onto him, we have to let down our plan and pick up his plan. And it can be a little confusing, be a little complicated transition, but the greatest thing, one of the greatest, the book is full of great things, amen? He says, hey, I am not alone. And when you begin to follow the Lord, you will never be alone. Jesus walked and he was accompanied by the Holy Spirit. Amen? As we come, the disciples came. They grabbed onto him. They were transformed. Jesus walked with them. And as we grab on, we are not alone either. Because we come to Christ amidst a body of believers. And the church is here to help you so you can grab on. And you can grow.
Amen.
Amen? Let's keep going. This is continuing verses, right after we're talking. Even as he spoke, many believed in him. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching. There's a lot of people say, yeah, I believe in Jesus. But he says, if you hold on to my teaching, if you hold on and keep on holding on, then you're really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. See, there was lots of Jews that heard him. They had been told the Messiah would show up. They had been praying, Messiah, show up. Man, we got Romans all over the place. We need to be set free. And as he came to them, they believed. They grabbed on, and they got the opportunity to grow. But that does not happen to everyone. There were those that day that heard of Jesus, heard from Jesus, the words of Jesus. They had prayed that the Messiah would come. They had prayed that he would come and deliver them. And when he offered them deliverance, they said, no, we don't think so. They had the chance to grab on, and they let it go, and they just kind of stall out. We come to the Lord, we can stall out, we can lose our growth, lose our progress, nothing going on. Today, as you're here, I hope you're grabbing on. I hope you're growing. He says, to the ones that grab on, to the ones that keep grabbing on, these are my disciples, and these are the ones that are going to change. These are the ones that are going to grow, and these are ones that are going to find freedom. Jews that lived in lives of oppression. Freedom was something that they longed for. I look around and I see people in City Heights. I see some people in this room longing for freedom from the oppression of their lives. Jesus comes near and their grasp just kind of slips off. You know what I'm talking about? I'll tell you what, you're going to maintain that grip. It takes a little bit of effort. Can I get a witness on that? All kinds of people in oppression in City Heights. One such place of bondage is the skate park. We go there Monday through Friday. Sometimes Dana and I go after church. And it is such a lie because it looks like such a place of freedom. No adults, no rules, totally free, just skate. But drugs are there. And that view of freedom is a lie that causes these kids to come in and get snatched up into those drugs. And they are bound. And we go in there every day. And we bring light into the darkness. And a couple of the kids, several of the kids have been coming on Wednesday nights. And JJ said that we had prayer and meeting last night. And after prayer, we have pizza. Can I get a witness? Maybe it'd be pizza in heaven. I don't know. Be Jewish pizza, though. He said, hey, I gave the pizza to Bobby and to CJ, two of the kids that come from the skate park. And I think he was out playing basketball or something, and they walked up and said, oh, CJ says, oh, I miss church again. And JJ asked him, what do you mean? And he goes, well, I came on Thursday, and church was over. And I came on Saturday. I so hoped he was going to be here this morning. Because there's something. I mean, Pastor Scott is teaching through Genesis. The first day that he came to church, they were reading through the genealogy of Noah in Genesis chapter 5. And the word grabbed CJ. He came on 6 and he talked about the Genesis 6 and they talked about the flood. And Jesus is coming near to CJ and giving him the opportunity to grab on. Church is a place that you can grab on. Church is a place that you can grow. Amen? So, blow a prayer for CJ, would you? And you see them kids on Wednesday night? You know, I'll tell you what. There's another guy came in on Friday. This is not my notes. It's free. No extra charge. He was weeping. He was so broken by his sin. You see somebody that you don't know, put some love on them. Don't let them stand alone. Don't let them get their food alone. Don't let them walk around alone. Now, James doesn't need to go take care of the 19-year-old girls that walk in. But Ashley can. And Ashley doesn't need to go take care of the 60-year-old men that walk in. But James can. You look for somebody that looks like you. And you see somebody all alone that doesn't look like you. Go grab somebody that you know, part of the body, that needs to get a little return, get a little growth, a little 60, 30, 100-fold. Amen? Say, look, right there's a crop for you. Hook them up with the light of Christ. You can give them something to grab onto. Amen? Amen? All right, no extra charge on this. There you go. Freebie. Whoops. My bad. Sorry, there's the blank. Opportunity comes with belief. All right, let's keep going. Freedom's something we work for. CJ's going to get freedom. He's going to have to work for it. He's going to have to break out of the lie that is that skate park. Now, you can skate, but you got to skate free. Amen? And when you grab on to the Lord, he's going to give you a new direction. And it's probably not just going to be hanging out, getting stoned all day and skating.
That's right.
Amen? All right. Or do you not know? Wow, that's a good list. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Do not be lied to. Neither the sexually or immoral. Some of you go, what is sexually immoral? Sexually immoral is having sex with anybody you're not married to. Sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. I mean, that's bold right there. That's a big list. There's other lists that are in the Word. You can take a look at those. If you don't know where they are, you can ask somebody around you. Grab on. Amen? And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. I'm sorry. Life can tie you up. like to tie you up there at the skate park. Paul gives us a little list here as he writes to the church in Corinth of how we can be bound. And this is not the list that you want to be on, but it's a list that describes many of us. I was on this list 4 or 5 times. Sinner. But God provides the process for us to move into freedom, move into growth. It's the Holy Spirit that does a work in you. Cleanses you. Easy to see. Cleanses you, washes you up, justifies you. Now, that's a little bit more complicated word. Justification is a legal term that means that God declares you not guilty. Amen. Justification, just as if I never sinned. And it's because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross that he can do that. Now we come to a more complicated term, sanctification. Sanctification, Jesus takes us off the dirty pile and puts us on the good pile. He separates us unto God. He separates us from the world, separates us from the skate park unto holiness. Okay? Now that is also happens in a moment. You are sanctified, you are separated, you are moved from the bad pile to the good pile. Amen? Amen. It is also a process. Because if CJ was here this morning and he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, he would be cleansed, he would be justified, and he would be sanctified, but it'd be the same stoned skater as he walked out of this church with a brand new heart and a new soul. What do I mean by that? I mean, once you grab onto God, there's a big job that starts. Can I get a witness on that? It is called sanctification. I have a verse for you here. And we are all being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Holy Spirit. It is a daily process. In which, when I came to the Lord, it was, I'm not going to get stoned today. And the next day, I'm not going to get stoned today. I had to learn how to live in a righteous manner that was pleasing to God. And I'm still learning that lesson. Amen? The church is here for you to learn that. The church is here to help you grow. I am preaching today so that you can realize what you need to grab onto and what you need to let go of in your life. You can come to Wednesday night. You can come to a new believers class. You haven't known the Lord very long. Come to Ann's class on Wednesday night. New believers class. Give you a foundation. It's a good class. Right, Wendy? Yes. Amen. Getting ready to graduate. This week, right? Graduate right into Pastor Paul's class. Amen. It's a place to grow. Can I get a witness on that? And so there is this cleansing and justification and sanctification that happens when you receive Christ, and it happens your whole life, and it is not completed until we meet him face to face. Amen? The church is here for you to grab onto in the meantime. Keep you on track and keep you growing. Amen? All right, let's keep going here. Freedom is something that you work for. There is always room for more. You guys know who the Apostle Paul is, right? He's a biggie. The Apostle. Writing this from jail. Or do you not know? Wrong page. Oh, no. Here we go. Not that I have already obtained all this. Or have already arrived at my goal. Now, he's writing, this is the Apostle Paul writing a letter to the Philippian church, which becomes the Bible. Okay? Not that I've already arrived. You're thinking, if anybody had arrived, it would have been the Apostle Paul. Can I get a witness on that? But he says, not that I've already arrived. Not that I've already obtained all this or I've already arrived at my goal, but I press on. I am pushing. I am sitting in my jail cell going, what more can I do for God? I press on. to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, it's rather inclusive. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now I got to think, if there's room for more for the Apostle Paul, there's room for more for me. And if there's room for more for me, for everybody in this room, there is room for more. Amen? Amen? Amen. Power of the Holy Spirit. Greatest evangelist of all time, looking for more. Paul is pushing into kingdom accomplishment. And it would be so easy. Let's see how I'm going to do this. For him to just be sitting in his cell. Just go, well, I guess I'm done. Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting for Jesus to come back. Jesus, you want me to do something? Break me out of this jail and I'll get busy for you. And so many of us treat the Lord that way. You need something for me, God? Just put me right on it. I'll be right busy for you. Until then, I'm off doing my own thing. Not for Paul. I press into the prize. I press into all that God has for me. You know, there are lists of Paul's accomplishments in the Bible. He says, there's a prize. There's a reward at the end. Jesus talking in Revelation. Look, I'm coming with me. I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each according to what they have done. There's a list. Paul's lists are in the Bible. Each one of us has a list. And when we meet Jesus face to face, he's going to say, let's talk about the list. So how's your list? Is it growing? Because the church is here to help you with your list. The church is here to give you opportunity to get one. Can I get a witness on that? Where'd Lucy go? Lucy working on a list. Can you remember 3 months ago? Something like that. She's teaching on Wednesday night. List going on. Wednesday night teacher right there. Last Wednesday, she found, or just became aware of, a children's concert. Said, well, that's something we got to be part of. And then I got wind of it. We ended up getting tickets. She took 20 people, the whole grammar school class, along with, I think, 3 teachers, including herself. A couple of you. Yeah. Wendy's pointing at somebody back there. You know what? That's a nice little list. Lucy's got a list. Church is here to help her with that. And we're here to help you with that. Right. Amen? You grab on. You can grow. You grab on. Turn that phone off. Grab on when you walk into this place. Turn that ringer down. You put it down one notch from 0 because at 0 it'll vibrate. Everybody hear that too? One notch above 0 won't vibrate and you won't hear it. Amen, amen. Sometimes just leave it that way and you won't have any bitty bug in you the rest of the day. Yeah, here we go. Oh, sorry. No. You can just turn it off. Oh, no, I'm just joking. Okay, here we go. God provides us with what we need. So if you're thinking, I need a phone. Well, not in church, you don't. All right, here we go. We're back on track. Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people. Are you a person of God? Yes. Put your hand up. You're a personal God? God gave, Jesus gave, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip you. I see that hand back there, Angela. Thank you very much. Yeah. To equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ can be built up. Amen? See Juan Carlos sitting right over there? Are you grilling today, Juan Carlos?
Yes.
He's going to be going to work so that you can have lunch. That's a gift of God. It's a gift of service. We come that we can serve one another and the body build up. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus gives us tools for the task. Tools to help us grow. Tools to make us better. He says, I'm going to build my church. And he is personally involved calling, providing, and directing. He provides apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. God called Lisa and I here 18 years ago. He called us here to give you something to grab onto. He builds his church by growing you. You don't grow, the church doesn't grow. Our job to help you grow. My job. Some of you don't like this. Man. Comedy I'm not even aware of. All right, here we go. We are God's handiwork. All right? God is like the potter and the clay, right? God is fashioning you. Jesus is Holy Spirit doing a work in you to do good works. Trained to do a job. What? I came here to eat Juan Carlos's barbecue today, not to do a job. Sorry. You grab on, you got to change direction. Amen? Which God prepared in advance for us to do. So, Lucy's got a list. She's working it. Everybody's got a list. You might or might not be working your list. See, you show up at the end, and Jesus says, let's talk about the list. Some of you might say, what list? I just showed up to the church for barbecue. Oh, no, 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 no. See, look, let me go back, rewind a little bit. Pastors and teachers to equip God's people for works of service so that you can go home fat and happy. No, 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 no. So that the body of Christ. See, look around, look around. You know what you see? You see the body of Christ. You work so that all these other people can be built up like Lucy when she took 20 people to a concert on Wednesday night. It's bigger than you. And my job, prepare you four works of service, that list that God's got for Asterisk. Asterisk, here's your list. And she says, I don't know how to do it. Pastor Bob is here to help you. This whole church is here to help you determine how to work that list, grab on, and grow. Make sense? We good? Thank you, Tommy. Free lunch. All right, there we go. All right, God provides what we need. God's looking for. Oops, sorry, I got two clicks on this. So that the body of Christ, this is reading on from before, right? It says, so God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip God's people for works of service. So the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. Until we're stable. Then we will know, become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. That's a bunch there. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. There is people that will come along and mess you up. Church is here to keep you lined up. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. From Him, Christ, the whole body joined together, held together by every supporting ligament, which is us, amen, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. You have a list to work for our benefit so that we can all grow up and support you. Isn't how different from the world is that? The world says you serve you so that you can win. God says, I'll call you to serve those around you, and I will cause them to help you win. And you'll have a crop 100, 60, or 30-fold. You're going to get that serving you. Amen?
Amen.
Sorry, I just was rolling there for a second. Let me get back to my notes here. Our growth comes from unity with God and unity with one another. Now, you can come here for barbecue, but all you'll grab onto is a burger, and you'll end with that. Give you cholesterol poisoning, all kinds of stuff. You grab onto the body of Christ, and you get nurture for your whole life until you meet Jesus. You find stability, you find strength, and you find wholeness. And that's what the church is here for. Give you something to grab onto so that you can grow and meet Jesus. Now, there's those who will come among you, among us, to get you off track. They will deliberately lie and try to take advantage of you. And as this happens, you can become disoriented and confused. It'd be like you're trying to stand in the waves out there at Ocean Beach and you're just getting pummeled. You're thinking, man, is there somebody who can sit? Where's a lifeguard? The church is the lifeguard. Give you something stable to grab onto. So all these lies that come at you, all these challenges that come at you, say, man, has anybody gone through that? Oh, I've gone through that. I've gone through that. If D-ball gone through it, I think I could go through it. Amen?
Amen?
Church is here to give you stability. The church is here to help you grow. Church is a place to grab on, and the church is a place to be grabbed on to. See, some of you are here with stability. And the reason you're here is for somebody who's a little unstable to grab onto and find that strength.
Amen.
Church has got something for everybody. Amen? At least you can come on up. Many of you, most of you, have grabbed on. And I could have talked about so many of you in addition to Lucy, but Lucy had the concert 3 days ago. But so many of you have incredibly wonderful things that are happening in your lives. You're working your list, and there is a crop that's coming in. Do you see it? Do you feel it? Do you sometimes look around and go, whoo! I am so different than I was a year ago. I am so different than I was 5 years ago. Some of you, and I'd hope CJ, and I hope this young man that I met on Friday that was weeping, we're going to be here today. Jesus comes near, and he says, time to grab on. time to change, time to grow. I called you here today to grab on. You're here this morning, and there is no growth, and there's no stability, and you're trying to serve yourself. And what I'm talking about really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But you're tired of the way it is. And that's what happened to me. I just got tired of my life. I'm being bound by lies. And I said, God, I'll give you my life. I have messed it up. Maybe you're here this morning and you've got little opportunities to get a grip and just trying to keep a little bit of you and get a little bit of Jesus and try and make things a little bit better. And Jesus says, that's not how we roll here. You're going to grab onto me, you're going to have to throw away your list. I'm going to have to start working my list. He says, when I came, I didn't work my list, I worked my Father's list. Grab onto me, it's a complete change of direction. You're here this morning. You want to change. It's a great time. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you are good and mighty and awesome, Lord, and that 25 years ago you came near. On the street in Sacramento, I was so hungover I couldn't even hardly think. You came near and said, you want to grab on? And I said, Lord, I got nothing else to hold on to. I'll grab on to you. And I kept on grabbing for 25 years. Gave me a wonderful wife, children, and all you people to serve. And you're here this morning, you're thinking, Lord, I got nothing left to hold on to, but I want to grab onto you, and I want to be made new, and I want to make a change, and I want to work your list. Nobody looking around? But that's you today. Saying, Lord, I'm ready to grab. I'd like to have you just reach your hand up, like you're reaching up to heaven, grabbing onto Jesus' hand. Say, here I am, Lord, I'm grabbing on to you today. Back here and back here. Anybody else would say, that's me. I want to grab on to Jesus this morning, right here. Tired of grabbing onto my own stuff right here. I want to grab onto the Lord, and I want to start to grow. On a Wednesday night, so many years ago, the pastor said, I'm going to pause one more minute. That pause could be for you. You didn't put your hand up, and the Lord just speaking to your heart right now, saying, you got to grab onto me? Time to stop wasting your time. Anybody else, just slide your hands up. Say, that's me. Lord, I thank you that you're good and mighty and awesome. Lord, that you give us the opportunity to grab on. We can be transformed in our lives. Give you praise in Jesus' name. Everyone said? Worship team's going to come up. One last little thing I want to share as they come is the church is here for you to grab on. And so many people think that the church is here to grab onto you. And that's really not it. You have got to want to live more than we want you to live. You have got to be the motivating factor in your life. We can't chase after you. Jesus didn't chase after you. He said, come and follow me. He said, I got other stuff to do. Pastor Paul talked about it. I got other stuff to do. He says, see ya. We're here for you to grab onto. And as you grab on, we'll grab onto you. But you have got to want to be right and get right more than us. We can't be your motivation. We can't chase after you. You're too good at getting away. You're pros. This is the place of surrender. This is a place to reach down deep and find stability and quit running. Amen? Amen? Let's all stand. We're going to sing. You want to get some roots right up here. Soft ground. Get planted right up here. The presence of God is right here. God, speak in your heart. Come up here, and I'm telling you, the presence of God is good. Amen? So I'll pray with you. Come on up, and we'll pray together.
You spread out the skies over empty space. Said, let there be light. Into a dark and formless world, your light was born. Then you spread out your arm over empty hearts. You said, let there be light. Into a dark and hopeless world, your son was born. You made the world and saw that it was good. And you sent your only son.